Mississippi will soon have what supporters call the broadest religious freedom law in the country, or what critics call the most sweeping anti-LGBT law in the country. Republican Governor Phil Bryant signed the Protecting Freedom of Conscience from Government Discrimination Act yesterday, making it legal for individuals and companies in Mississippi to refuse many different kinds of services to people if providing those services would violate their, quote, sincerely held religious beliefs. The law takes effect July 1st. Dominic Holden is national LGBT reporter for BuzzFeed. He's with us from New York to talk about this and some of the other laws like this that are being passed around the country. Hi, Dominic.
Hi, Jeremy.
Let's start with this Mississippi law. What exactly does it say?
So this is a religious protection bill, and it's about one out of 100 that have been introduced this year, an unprecedented number, largely in response to the Supreme Court ruling last year that same-sex marriage is legal in all 50 states. And what this bill does is it protects people who are acting on their faith or moral conviction, and it covers religious organizations and persons. And it defines persons very broadly, including corporations, firms, organizations, and specifically protects them if they are acting in opposition to same-sex marriage or even sex outside of straight marriage or somebody's gender identity. And so the way that this is interpreted in some specific cases and in many cases spelled out in the bill is to allow these businesses and individuals to refuse service in a restaurant, in a hotel, if they're an employee or if it qualifies as one of the corporations. It explicitly allows people to deny counseling services to someone who is transgender if it violates their faith. It even covers people who are making rules covering dress or attire and access to restrooms. So it's very broad, and the critics are worried that this sort of sanctions discrimination throughout Mississippi.
Well, let's listen to some of the debate that had been going on in Mississippi about this from a couple of Mississippi state senators. First, here's Republican Jennifer Branning, who presented the bill on the Senate floor.
This bill in no way allows for discrimination by one person against another. What it does is it prohibits your government from discriminating against you with regard to your religious beliefs. That's the bottom line.
And many Democrats in Mississippi disagree with that and say the bill is discriminatory. Here's Democratic Senator John Horn.
We don't need to pass this legislation. We don't need to put another stain on Mississippi. We don't need to demonstrate to the rest of the world how backwards we are in our thinking.
How different is this bill from the one in North Carolina, from the one that is being talked about in Arkansas, from other bills in states around the country?
So what this bill does is it combines what are referred to as Religious Freedom Restoration Acts and then Defense of Marriage Acts. And the latter specifically allows people to take action or not take action because of their opposition to same-sex marriage. The first one, these Religious Freedom Acts, say that the government cannot burden someone for exercising their faith. And so by putting these two together, it is a unique hybrid that we haven't seen other places. The bill that we saw in North Carolina that became law just recently, that overrode local non-discrimination ordinances and banned transgender people from certain bathrooms, the ones that correspond with their gender identity, in publicly run buildings. And one of the things that's important to understand is that Mississippi and North Carolina, they don't have non-discrimination protections statewide. But they did not have, what Mississippi didn't have, is an explicit protection for people who disagreed with LGBT people from taking action against them. And so while people who are supporting this bill are saying it does not take away any rights, that is ultimately going to be a question for courts. In North Carolina, the lawsuit that was filed last week argues that it actually violates people's 14th protection rights for equal protection, 14th Amendment rights, sorry, because it was designed to target LGBT people specifically. And so whether or not it takes rights away is really up in the air.
Well, and there are some people that are listening to this and saying, well, this is only a matter of time before this is going to make it all the way to the Supreme Court, and we'll have the Supreme Court court decide if these laws are constitutional. But in just the minute or so we have left, Dominic, are other states going to follow the lead of Mississippi, or are they going to follow the lead of a state like Indiana that tried to do this and backed off because of pressure?
So Indiana ended up passing a Religious Freedom Restoration Act and then essentially amending it to say it can't be used for discrimination. But we see a number of these bills moving through legislatures. There's one that has a hearing this week in Missouri. It is a constitutional amendment that would protect people who act based on their faith. That would need a vote by the people this fall. There's also a bill in Tennessee that would restrict students from accessing restrooms that correspond with their gender identity if they're transgender. So we will continue to see this fallout, but out of the nearly 200 anti-LGBT bills filed this year, ultimately very few of them are becoming law so far.
Dominic Holden, national LGBT reporter for BuzzFeed. Very interesting. Thank you so much.
Thank you.